Sun Dog by Deborah Kerbel, illustrated by Suzanne Del Rizzo, read by me, Diane D. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Juno and her boy sleep in a tiny room at the back of a red house, overlooking a faraway town perched on the edge of an invisible circle at the very top of the world. The sun stands tall and stretches its rays across the tundra. Snowdrifts are melting. Days are growing longer. Juno was born in the dawn of spring, and she loves the sun. She salutes it every morning when she steps outside. She basks in the warmth of its golden hugs. She barks at the flickering shadows it paints on the ground. Juno loves her boy, and Juno loves to play. In between games, she watches the big sled dogs in the neighbor's yard. She wants to be just like them one day. "You're still too little, Juno," says her boy with a laugh. Juno might be little, but there's a big dog inside her. She knows because it comes out every evening after dinner. Spring has sprouted into boundless summer. At the top of the world for days, weeks, months, the sun never sets. Juno whines when her boy says it's time to stop playing. The sun doesn't have to go to bed now. Why does she? "Settle down, Juno. You need sleep if you want to grow big and strong." But Juno isn't tired. She doesn't want to settle down. She tells her eyes to go to sleep, but they don't listen. Hours drag by. The sun is still up. So is Juno. Her puppy legs are itching to play. Sneaking out of the tiny room, she pushes the back door open with the tip of her nose and slinks into the outside. Juno's tail dances with excitement. The sun looks like a yellow ball bouncing low over the mountains. The sand-colored sky is like a wide-open beach. The air is as soft as a whisper. What will she do now? Where will she go first? She wanders through the town, but nobody else is awake. The rabbits are snuggled deep in their burrows. The seals and narwhals are cozy in their watery beds. But oh, somebody else is awake. With a whoosh and a flash, a pair of ghostly wings swoop down over Juno's head. This snowy owl isn't looking for someone to play with. He's looking for his next meal. Zigzagging this way and that, Juno ducks and dodges the owl. She takes a few minutes to catch her breath. It's strange to be outside without her boy. She feels like an iceberg adrift on a giant sea. As soon as she knows it's safe, she dashes home as fast as her puppy legs will carry her. She stops short in front of the red house. A polar bear is circling the yard, sniffing for food. Juno left the back door open. Her boy is in danger. Lifting her nose to the sky, Juno barks a sharp warning. The bear looks around. His hungry eyes spot the puppy. His nose twitches. The bear licks his lips and starts walking right towards Juno. The puppy's ears flatten. Her heart pounds like a stampede. The air smells of danger. The bear is closing in fast. Juno steps back, but she doesn't run. Her legs are desperate to move, but she won't leave her boy again. She barks a second warning, a third, a fourth. Her bark grows bigger and louder until it echoes across the very top of the world and wakes the neighboring sled dogs. They spring from their beds. An army of fur and fangs rally around Juno. A storm of barking shatters the midnight sun. Lights flicker in the window of the red house. The bear freezes. With one last glance at Juno, he turns away and lumbers off toward the shore. The puppy waits and watches until she shows he's really gone. One of the sled dogs nudges Juno with his nose. Nice work, pup. Juno scurries back inside and nestles down with her boy. The sun is on the rise again, and she's not tired, not at all. But she'll close her eyes anyway, because it's been a long day, and the big dog inside her needs a little bit of rest. The end.